You guys got beer, right?
Joe Leary and Cullen Jack are just here for the beer. It's Canada's only dedicated beer radio show. Everything related to craft beer, specialty import, and new products and innovations, special events, beer and food pairings, beer forward restaurants and pubs, and what's new and brew. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts Joe Leary and Cullen Jack on all-time favorites, AM 650.
Well, it is exactly 6 o'clock Tuesday night, AM 650. It's Joe Leary and Cullen Jack, and we are just here for the beer, justhereforthebeer.com. Cullen, welcome.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here. I'm really fired up and ready to go.
Well, let's welcome Peter Betcher, who is the brewmaster and plant operations manager for Pacific Western Brewing Company. Peter, welcome to the first of its kind, the first episode of Just Here for the Beer Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Peter, this is your first brew, the Hefeweizen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hefeweizen that you have coming that's on the shelves now?
Well, I think the unique thing about our Hefeweizen is that it's authentic. We use 100% certified organic malt. We use 50% wheat malt in this one. And I also have some special top fermenting yeast strain coming in from Munich for this particular beer. And it's actually bottle fermented. Well, we do the primary fermentation in the tanks in the brewery, and then after that, we'll package it to the bottles, and we have give a little bit of residual sugar for the secondary fermentation process, and that happens then in the bottle.
One of the things that's really cool about this beer is it sort of hovers on your tongue. It's very effervescent, and you know it sits nicely, and it's a very quick finish. It's not a heavy Hefeweizen at all.
Yeah, and that's true, and the flavor profile really comes from the yeast. Mm. The yeast is really the main actor in that beer, and you have bottle fermentation. That means the CO2 that's created during the fermentation process is all captured in the bottle.
Pacific Western Brewing, it's pwbrewing.com. Peter Betcher, the brewmaster and plant operations manager. Thank you for being part of our first show, Peter.
Thank you for being here.
We appreciate that. 626, it is Just Here for the Beer Radio. Dave Nichols is Alexander Keys brand manager. Dave, I'm trying to envision the scene in Halifax on the birthday of Mr. Keith. I'm sure it must be kind of like what, maybe Mardi Gras in New Orleans, kind of like St. Patrick's Day in New York City?
Yes, it is a big festivity. Everyone, you know, comes out to celebrate. You know, we're in the thousands of, Haligonians there celebrating the birthday. Lots of kilts, lots of antlers, and lots of Alexander Keith, that's for sure.
6:34, Just Here for the Beer Radio, justhereforthebeer.com. Just Here for the Beer Radio brought to you in part by Malone's Downtown. Malone's offer live entertainment every Friday and Saturday. Drink specials and craft and microbrews starting at 4:25 daily. It's Vancouver's NHL game headquarters, Malone's Downtown at Seymour and Pender. Cullen Jack, Joe Leary, this is our premiere episode of Just Here for the Beer Radio, and it's so gratifying to be able to bring some of our longstanding favorite beers to the table. And Cullen, I think we have one right now.
Yeah, definitely. Whistler Brewing. You know what? One of the things I love about Whistler, the people from Whistler, we have Don and Megan here. They brought us food.
Don Gordon is the national sales manager. Megan McKay-Hall is the key account manager. And it's a pleasure to have both of you in studio. First of all, thank you for believing in us and thank you for becoming part of Just Here for the Beer Radio.
Our pleasure.
You. Yeah. I brought a chocolate lava cake from Monk McQueen's, okay, who pours our original Black Tusk Ale.
Right.
And people don't really think of pairing beer with dessert, but the Black Tusk Ale has it's a dark mild ale. It's got lots of chocolate and coffee notes. It finishes quite light, but it's got a lot of interesting flavors in there, and it complements chocolate and sweets very nicely.
And that's one of the things I wanted to mention to you, Cullen, because I remember some of the tutorials that you and I have had on previous radio stations on various spots on the dial. We have talked about the fact that you can pair beer with food. This is something a lot of people don't really understand.
One of the things that we do a lot of is beer and food pairings. This is a really great example. You have the dark malts that are going to be rich in flavor. It really does a great job pairing with things like food.
Well, we want to thank our brewers that came on board, Vancouver Island Brewing, Whistler Brewing Company, Pacific Western Brewing, and of course, Alexander Keith's, their 215th birthday of this gentleman that they call Mr. Keith, coming up on October 5th. As well, thanks to our sponsors, Jaeger's Downtown, Milestones, Migs Barbecue, Hub in Yaletown, and the folks at O'Hare's, as well as Malone's. That's it, the first episode of Just Here for the Beer Radio, produced by Mr. Art Factora. Stay tuned and check out justhereforthebeer.com for more information.